Good morning and bless you today. Today we are continuing with day four on our journey of praying with the Psalms. And today we're going to pray Psalm 73, which opens the third book of the Psalter. 42, which we did yesterday, opens the second book. And so we're now into the third book of the Psalter, and Psalm 73, I'll confess, is my favorite psalm in the entire book of Psalms. And I say that simply because I do love them all, but this is my journey, and I think it's many of our journeys expressed in a psalm. I think the gift of Psalm 73 is that as we pray it, we realize that we are not alone in our envy, in our struggle, but we are also not alone in the path to transformation. God has truly made a way, and Psalm 73 captures this for us. So today we'll pray Psalm 73 from the scripture. It's a bit longer psalm, and then we'll pray it from Psalm 73's prayer inspired by the psalm called This Place We Meet, and that's on page 227. Let's pray the psalm together. Surely, God, you are good to Israel, to we who struggle with you, to we who wrestle with you, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for you and I both know I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They seem to have no struggle. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They're free from the burdens common to the rest of us. They're not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace, Lord. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds seem to know no limits. They scoff, they speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, people turn to them, Lord. They drink up the waters they serve up in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? Do you even care? Lord, that's what it seems that the wicked are like. It seems they're always carefree. It seems they're always increasing in wealth. And Father, it makes me ask, if surely in vain I have kept my heart pure, if in vain I've washed my hands in innocence, because it seems that all day long I'm plagued. I have been punished every morning. And I know if I had said this, meant it, that I will speak this way, Lord, I would have betrayed your children. When I try to understand all these things, it is oppressive to me. But it's only oppressive to me until I enter the sanctuary of God. And that's where I understand their destiny and my own. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly they're destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. Lord, as a dream when one awakes, so when you arise, you will despise them as fantasies. Lord, when my heart becomes grieved and my spirit becomes embittered, you know I become senseless and ignorant like a brute beast before you. And even before myself. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but you are the strength of my heart, Lord. You are my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, today, this day, it is good to be near you, God. I have made you, sovereign Lord, my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. This place we meet. Lord, you are good to those who wrestle with you, who are bound to your strength, wed to your working, trained by your touch, who keep their hearts clean as they struggle through life. God knows I have danced with death, skirting the edge of the cliff, the chasmic dark below me. I have lusted after wealth and power, coveting the gain of the godless, my bones sick with envy. They live in blissful ignorance, satisfied with passing pleasures, accumulating more and more, free from the burden of righteousness, the thorn of temptation. They don't know trouble like I do, Lord. They are unacquainted with suffering, with grief, the clash of flesh and spirit. They adorn themselves in comforting lies, a threaded cloak of pride, a garment soaked in blood. They know not what violence they breed. They are engorged with lust, their souls deformed, their minds defiled. They sneer at the poor, ridicule the righteous. They run their mouths prattling on and on, a steady stream of careless curses, contempt for any truth beyond themselves. They multiply in number, a raucous throng hastening into the grave. They talk of you as if you're not even there, as if you are distant, deaf, dead, and the world is better off without you. They rest in peace, wanting for nothing, their borders ever expanding. Well, I have set my hope on you, Lord. I have been steadfast, wholehearted, worshiping in spirit and truth, meditating on your goodness, feeding on your word, my hands clean from violence. But sometimes it feels like I get nothing for my effort, no reward for my faithfulness, only trouble upon trouble, struggle upon struggle. It feels as if you've forgotten me. I wake to pain in the morning and suffer madness through the day. But then I come into your presence and worship before you, rejoicing in your goodness, your kindness, your love. And the darkness is revealed to me. The shadows are illuminated, and I see with startling clarity the truth that had escaped me. It is the wicked who stumble, the godless who are destined to fall. My feet slipped for a moment, but theirs will fall from the heights of their arrogance. They will plunge headfirst into the void, dragged down by the devils they have worshipped. My heart has been so heavy, Lord. My mind so dense with confusion, like a rock weighed down in water, sunk to the lowest place. In my darkest moments, I have felt less than human, a dim reflection of my former self. But even in my madness, you were with me. When I stumbled blind, you were my sight. I cannot escape you. I have searched the world and found no lasting hope, no abiding joy outside your presence. In crippling weakness, you are my strength. When I draw my final breath, you will breathe new life into me. I will look upon you in all your glory, and the old things will be forgotten. For only that which has died and been reborn will live forever. All that stands against you, all pride, evil, violence, villainy, is destined to die, never to rise again. As for me, I walk on holy ground, beholding your beauty, resting in your kindness, sheltering in your presence. May my life be a picture of grace to a hurting world, a living sacrifice, a testament to your salvation. In Jesus' living name we come. Amen.